The first half of this season, the Bears gave me so little to rant about that I was opining on existentialism. The second half of the season, the Bears have given me so much to rant about that I've damn near asphyxiated myself. I had to get one of those big fucking oxygen masks after I finished a rant. They're getting me so pissed off. So, in the interest of not keeling over dead, I'm gonna fucking ignore the Cutler pick, the offensive line, the wasted timeouts, which we needed, the goal line runs up the middle that made my fucking head explode, and the final 57-second drill that gave me fucking flashbacks to the heady days of high-powered offense under Craig Krenzel and Chad fucking Hutchinson. No. For the sake of my abbreviated lung capacity, I'm going to restrict myself to discussing the officiating fourth quarter fuckfest that almost caused me to die of fucking apoplexy in the middle of my family's fucking Christmas party. Three fucking offensive pass interference calls? Are you fucking kidding me? Walt Anderson, are you out of your goddamn mind? Is that some sort of sick joke? An attempt to skullfuck my sense of humor? Because I'm not fucking laughing. And that's even after I ignored the goddamn Peppers penalty that wasn't. Now, before I'm deluged in platitudes about how the refs didn't cost the Bears the game, the Bears cost themselves the game, let me pause to say, shove those platitudes right up your ass, because this isn't about those calls costing us the game or even costing us that touchdown. This is about those calls being such insane outliers that they wouldn't be fucking believable if fucking Enrico Palazzo called them to keep Jeffrey from trying to assassinate the goddamn queen. Seriously, Walt, let's break this down. In 18 minutes, you called three offensive pass interference penalties on one player. So that's an offensive pass interference in each of the last three meaningful possessions of one team in a division-determining game in Week 15. Oh, you say. But those calls were by the book, you say. Well, Mr. Letter of the fucking Law, you can't call those and then not fucking call when that offensive player is the victim of a defensive pass interference on fourth down in the last meaningful possession of a team in a division-determining game in Week 15. But let's hold the fuck on. Let's take it out of the game context for a second. I would hate to think that my argument would be undermined by allegations of bias for the Bears. No, let's get all Nate Silver and look at the neutral numbers. Well, those neutral fucking numbers say that in 18 minutes, Walt, you stupid motherfucker, you gave one player more offensive pass interference penalties than any player other than Kenny Britt has accumulated in the entire season. Alshon Jeffery is now single-handedly responsible for 5% of all offensive pass interference penalties in the NFL in 2012. Sure, the motherfucker needs to learn not to extend his arms, but that's an insane statistic for a guy who's only played 8 games. So congratulations, Walt Anderson, on being the runaway winner of the 2012 Roy Williams Memorial Award for the person who most made me want to put my head through a goddamn television set this season. I hope you get fucking pulled over for going a mile over the speed limit 3 times on your way to work on Sunday. Then on your way home, you have some asshole ding the front of your car and then drive off right in front of a cop too busy writing up those speeding tickets to fucking notice. Asshole!